Alright, folks. Welcome back to Wisdom Warriors. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, setting boundaries to protect that precious mental health of yours. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 with little left over for yourself? You know that feeling when your phone is buzzing nonstop, emails are piling up, and everyone seems to need something from you at the exact same moment? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be a constant whirlwind of yes before you can even catch your breath. Today, we're diving into the power of boundaries, those invisible lines that define our limits and protect our well-being. Think of it like building a metaphorical fortress around your mind, keeping out the negativity and letting in only what nourishes your soul. And trust me, learning to say no isn't selfish. It's self-preservation. You can't pour from an empty cup, folks. Now, let's get real. Setting boundaries can be a tough nut to crack. It takes courage to say no, especially when you're surrounded by people who might not understand or even respect your need for space. But remember this, your mental health is a top priority, just like your physical health. You wouldn't hesitate to tell someone you need time to recover from an injury, right? Well, the same principle applies to emotional and mental fatigue. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those boundary barriers and reclaim your sanity. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are those absolute deal-breakers for you? It could be anything constant, negativity, disrespect, or being pulled into drama that doesn't involve you. Once you know your non-negotiables, it becomes easier to draw the line and say no to things that compromise them. 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. This is where the no magic happens. Practice saying no politely but firmly. You don't need to justify yourself or over-explain. A simple, "I appreciate you asking, but I'm unable to do that right now," is often enough. 3. Set expectations early. Don't wait until you're overwhelmed to establish boundaries. Let people know upfront what you're comfortable with. For example, if you need time alone after work, let your colleagues know that you'll be unavailable for calls or meetings during those hours. 4. Be consistent. This is key. Don't waver on your boundaries just because someone pressures you. Remember, consistency builds respect and reinforces the message that you're serious about taking care of yourself. 5. Practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries can be challenging, especially at first. Be kind to yourself if you stumble or feel uncomfortable saying no. It takes time to build confidence, so celebrate your progress and keep practicing. Think about a situation where someone crossed your boundary, maybe a friend constantly interrupted you during a conversation or a coworker piled on extra tasks without considering your workload. How did that make you feel? Probably frustrated, overwhelmed, even resentful, right? Now imagine setting that boundary from the start. You politely but firmly explain your need for uninterrupted time or acknowledge that you have other commitments and can't take on additional responsibilities. Suddenly, the situation feels different, more balanced, and respectful of both parties. That's the power of boundaries. They create space for healthy relationships, reduce stress, and allow you to show up as your best self in all areas of your life. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or controlling. It's about prioritizing your well-being and creating a life that feels truly fulfilling. So go out there, set those boundaries with confidence, and reclaim your power. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together. Want to dive deeper into the world of stoicism and mental strength? Head over to our website for more resources, tips, and inspiring stories. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little boundary boost. Let's spread the wisdom. And as always, keep warriors strong. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.